Yep, I'm with him. I know. Don't fucking laugh. I'm as shocked as you are. What? You didn't think we liked each other? Did you get the wrong impression from all the times I beat his ass? Oh, this? Yeah, the baby is his. Who else would have done it? We're expecting in about 5 months. Oh, there he is.
Hey, dickhead. Was wondering where you'd wandered off to. You remember Shelly and Sam? They were in bunk six during our last year. What? Don't ask him that! Girls, you're so fucking gross. There's tons of reasons I would date him besides how big his. The only one who gets to know the size of his cock is me. Got that? His dick is my exclusive property. Ugh. Let's catch up again later. He wants to talk. Enjoy the drinks. You know, for my sake. Hey, baby. How's the reunion going? I saw you talking to some of the nerds you used to hang out with. Well, I'm glad you're having a good time. Fuck. I bet your old friends are just high-fiving you and asking about how you bagged me. Meanwhile, everyone is teasing me about showing up on your arm with a swollen belly. Those two weren't the worst of it. Remember Lexi? Yeah, her. She's even more of a bitch now. When she learned that you were the father, she laughed in my face. Laughed in my fucking face! And I thought she was my goddamn friend. Fuck no, I didn't take it. Who do you take me for? I almost slapped her bitch mouth then and there. I would have too, if you hadn't forbid me from fighting. You didn't see what happened? You didn't see her running off to her car covered in the punch. Whoops. Ever since you knocked me up, I've been so clumsy. I must have slipped and knocked the bowl right on her expensive dress. Whoops. I wasn't going to let her talk about me that way. More importantly, I wasn't going to let her talk about you that way. My old friends have been such bitches. You know, if those were my friends back in the day, I must have been a real bitch too. Like, damn. They're so cruel. Catty. Judgy. Jeez, it's a wonder you don't hate me. I've been wondering the same question all night. Why did I want to fit in with them so badly? I knew the way we were treating people was wrong. I never thought it was right. I guess. When you're a teenager, it's a predator and prey world, right? So, if I wasn't a predator, I'd be a prey. I know that's no excuse. I just. What? Dude, I'm okay. Just let's get out of the reunion hall. A walk around camp for old time's sake? Hell yeah. The old flagpole. Remember the dumb Camp Gringold song we had to sing before announcements? I got in trouble because I'd never do it. They once threatened to kick me out unless I participated. Had to call my dad and everything. When I put in a little effort, they gave up and accepted it. Oh yeah, this is the path to the girls' village, which means. Down there was the path to Makeout Log. I want to see if it's still there. We should go down! Shut the fuck up! I'm not too pregnant to go through the thicket! Fine, shut the fuck up, sir! Well, we would have to jump over the creek. I don't think I could do that. That log is where I had my first kiss. The other girls were pressuring me to go. I'd been claiming I kissed other boys, so I had to act like it was no big deal. I actually don't even know who it was. It was dark and Lexi wouldn't say. What? You're kidding. This was where you had your first kiss too? I didn't think anyone would have even told you about Makeout Log. No, I'm not making fun of you. I just know how you got treated. So, who was it with? You don't know. How don't you know? It was too dark. Sounds like a common problem. Must have been because the canopy was too thick. I wonder how many campers had their first kiss without knowing who it was. Oh shit, the girls' village. I must have been in half these cabins. Moving down the rows, I reached different age groups. That one there was my favorite. Bunk 5. That year's group was so nice. It was the only time I wasn't with Lexi and her friends. It really felt like a home. None of the girls from that year were at the reunion. They'd probably have been actually excited for us being together. You think I should try to get in contact with them? Well, maybe. Well, here we are. The Art Pagoda. The place where I... well, kind of kicked your ass a few times. Nothing you ever said warranted that. I really was hitting you just to hit you. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty fucking guilty. Like, aside from a bit of bedroom roughhousing, you've never tried to get revenge. I know it was before we were dating, but it really does just make me feel like a shitty girlfriend. Would I feel better if you punished me? I guess. Bad girls need punishment. It evens the scales, and I was definitely a bad girl. Still, wouldn't that make it all about me? Just a way to clear my guilt? You should only punish me if you have your own anger to work out. So, would punishing me make you feel better? I knew you hadn't totally forgiven me. You've been bottling up your negative feelings because you love me and you didn't want to drive me away by being bitter about the past? Well, it's good that you love me more than you resent me. Still, you can't drive me off. I belong to you now. You've planted your flag in my belly and made me your woman. You're You don't have to hold back. Sir, we're in the same spot where I kicked your ass. The perfect place to punish me for being a bad girl. The perfect place to release all those pent-up feelings. We can shape those memories with new ones, so we won't think about what happened without remembering how you totally put me in my place. Oh, fuck. Dress off. Okay. Yes, sir. You're right. You've been showing everyone that you tamed me. Parading your little tomboy around in a dress with a swollen tummy. They can't even see the humiliating pink panties underneath. No one would mistake me for the girl that beat you up. Fuck. You're right. It would have been so hot if you kept me at your side with a hand on my ass. Telling everyone that you own me now. Yes, sir. Down on my knees. Yes. Ooh. It's kind of cold. Sir, I'm sorry for being such a bitch to you. Won't you please punish me? And, don't hold back, okay? Just be gentle around the stomach area, but everything else is fair game. Oh, also, since we're at Camp Green Gold, can we... Maybe we should pick a different safe word. Yes, sir. Bunk 2. So, what do... Ah! My nipples! You know they're sensitive. Fuck. You're pinching them so hard. You... No. Fuck. I'll keep my hands behind my back. Keep pinching, sir. Fuck! Sir! Being pregnant just made them so sensitive. This is so cruel. No. Fuck. I'm not complaining. I deserve this. Deserve it for... being a bad girl. Please, sir. Please torture my pregnant tits more. Please. Oh, fuck. You bastard. Fuck. Fuck. No. Not resisting. Hands behind my back. Behind my back. See? I'm a good girl. See? You stopped. Fucking shit. I know you can't hit me with... Fuck. My body like this. Still, my nipples are sensitive. Fucking dickhead. You're right, sir. I shouldn't insult you during my punishment. No, I'm all right. I'm a tough cookie. I can take it, okay? Why did you stand up? Yeah, this is the art pagoda. There should be supplies in the closet. Oh, yeah, there were clothespins to hang up paintings. The little wooden ones. Why do you... Oh, no. Fuck. You're really going to use those on me? No. I owe you this. Gotta clear my debts. Do it, sir. Clamp my tits. Fuck. It's throbbing. No, I can take it. I can. Punish me. Make me regret ever hurting you. Both nipples now. The worst part about clothespins is that the pain just keeps coming. Like wave after wave. Pinches get weaker, but this is only getting worse. Fuck! Another! It doesn't hurt as much as the ones on my nipples. No, it definitely still hurts. Fuck! Keep going. You're getting off on this, huh? Hurt me? Making me suffer forever? For hurting you? No. Fuck. Not asking... Stop. I can take it. I can. Do your worst. Make it hurt. Oh, shit. That one bit. Fuck. You fucking piece of... This is what I deserve for hurting you so people would respect me. This is fucking torture. They're so sensitive. Fucking fuck. What now? Are you going to put on another? Are you my side? Okay. I can lay on my side. Oh. I see what's happening. Sir, did seeing me in pain, did it turn you on? Huh? Did it make you hard? You're such a cruel owner. Getting off on my cries. Do it. I'm spreading my legs. My pussy is all yours. Etch your shape into my body, just as you're etching this moment into my mind, so I can never remember hurting you without remembering your discipline. Sir. Oh, such a familiar feeling. The cock that knocked me up, inside me, using my fucking body. Sir. This is cruel. You're a bastard. My tits hurt so much. You're still using me as a fuck toy. Oh, you're so mean. Wait, don't shove me into the dirt. What the fuck? You... Ah, fuck. Fuck. Shut up. Of course I'm wet. How could I be calm when you tease me so much? Making me do things all alone in the woods. Fucking fuck. Shoving my face into the dirt. Having your way with me. Yeah. Don't twist it! Don't twist it! Yes, I enjoyed it. I fucking loved it. Is this what you want to hear? You fucking tortured my tits, and I loved every second? I love it. I love it when you show me what a real man you are. When you put me in my place. When you're the one who bullies me. Punish me more. Punish me for being a bad girl. Punish your... breeder, you breeding bitch. Fuck. Don't stop. Give it to me. Fucking don't go easy. Even if I'm pregnant. Even if you left me. Don't go easy. Don't go easy. Fuck. Fuck. Wanna feel owned, conquered? Feel your weight pushing me into the dirt. Pushing me around. Bullying me. Want your hand holding on my neck. Not letting go. Never letting go. Sir, please. Punish me. Punish me. Take it all out of my body. I can take it all for you. Please. I'm your girl. I'm your good breeding girl. No. Haven't come. Trying to hold back. Don't want reward. No reward for bad girl. Holding it back. Please. Please come inside me. Please. Leave me naked in the dirt. Leaving your sperm throbbing. Just throbbing in pain. Please, sir. Please. You can come inside. Can always come inside. Your own. You own my pussy. You own it. Please, sir. Please. I can't hold it much longer. Please. Inside. Inside. Inside me. Dickhead. Thank you. No, I didn't finish. Didn't want to come. All the pleasure should be yours. My punishment. Yeah, it still fucking hurts. The clothespins. Fuck, I can't think straight. My breasts are just... Will they hurt coming off? Okay. Do it. I'm not a pussy. I can take it. Fuck! Oh, shit. That fucking hurts more than putting them on. It's like all the fucking blood is flowing back. Fucking fuck. Fucking shit balls. Why did you give so many? Oh, my fucking... Oh, you fucking dickhead. Oh, this is the worst. Fuck. Okay. Almost back to normal now. Not as intense without any on my nipples. Just... Oh, give me a breather for a second. Fuck. Hey, I hope the punishment helped you get all your aggression out, but... Of course it fucking hurt. Did you hear all the screaming? Fucking sadist. Hey, you're touching me. What the fuck? This was supposed to be a punishment, not for my pleasure. Well, I guess the punishment is over now. Fuck. And you're just distracting me to remove the other clothespins. You... Ah! Fuck. Fuck. My chest is so sore. You're lucky I'm a little out of it after all of that. Not supposed to be focusing on my pleasure during a punishment. It's not fair. There. Fuck. There. All of them are... The clothespins are off. Sir. Yeah. Okay. You can touch me if you want to. Just... Can you tell me why you love me? Remind me that even after everything, you really care? I like that answer. Still? You sure? You're not just bullshitting because I have your baby? You actually love me? Good. You better. I can't hold it back anymore. I'm... Say it's okay. Please. Say it's okay. Can I... thank you. Thank you. I can... Actually, fuck. Give me your coat. You made me strip. It's fucking cold out here at night. You're not about to let your pregnant girlfriend freeze, right? Yeah, I didn't notice. I was a little distracted, asshole. Smells like you. You know, there's something I was thinking about before the punishment. You said your first kiss was also at Makeout Log. What year was that? No way. You can't be. That was the same year that I had my first kiss. Does that mean you were my first kiss? No one knew who it was I kissed that night. You don't remember what day of the session it was? Damn. I don't remember either. I guess that lots of people went down to the log that summer. Just thinking logically, it probably wasn't you. But don't you hope it was?